We are learning Maseches Gittin Daf Yudalet Amud Beis. Rav Achi, and we're starting on the bottom of Daf Yudalet Aleph, two lines on the bottom. Rav Acha bar Rav Yeshia Havle Ispika the Kasva bar Ardoi. Rav Achi had a keli, a silver keli in Ardoi. He needs someone to pick it up, so he sent two Amarayim to pick it up. Amalahu l'Rav Dostoy bar Rav Yanai Rav Yeshia bar Kiper. He sent these two Talmidim, I guess, Rav Dostoy, Rav Yana, Rav Yisrael Kippur, to pick up his keli from Radoi. Bahadi da Aisu, Asisu, when they went to Taka, Aisu in L.A., Azul Yav in L.A., they went to the people in Radoi and they picked up the keli, and they gave him the keli. Omalahu, so the Vrei Radoi told Rav Dostoy and Rav Yaisi, Nikni Mechayu, please kind of from us, and kind of, and be responsible for the Christ. Amalahu loy, they said no. I'm lahu. I don't learn alone. They give it back to me then. So give it back. If you're not going to be kavachar, I want it back. Rav Dostoy, Rav Yani, amalahu in. Rav Dostoy, Rav Yani said, okay, I'll give it back. Rav Yisrael Kippur, amalahu loy. I'm not giving it back. And Rav Yisrael Kippur Chara was right because here you have hoylich keschi or ten keschi, and you can't say in ritzoynoi shei pekdoni biyad achar because here Rav Achi sent them, so he was allowing them to take his pekodin. So have a kumitzarule. So these bnei adoy were bothering these two amarayim and saying, you know, I want it back. Amalei. So they turned to the Rav Dostoy, who was masked to give it back, and said, Chazi mar hech kavod. Look what your friend's doing. Amalhu tav ramulei. Yeah, give him more patch. Hit him more. So and that was the story. And it seems like they still managed to get the keli and get back. They got back to Rav Achi, Amalei. So Rav Yesi reported on Rav Dostoy, Amalei, Chazi Mar, Loimistayan. See, Rav Dostoy, not only didn't he help me, he told them to give me more patch, to hit me more. Now he didn't help me, he made it worse for me. Amalei, so Rav Achi turned to Rav Dostoy and said, My Tabarachi, why did you do this? What's that? And like the Ran explains that really, Batsam, you're responsible. You don't just give it back. Well, why are we going to give it back? Why are you doing it? Like Rashi says, Shishrat Hachzir, why are you giving it back? Yeah, I'll give it back. You're chayiv b'chrayis. Once you take it, you can't just give it back. Omalei, so he says, I was an oynis. Oysim ne adam hein ama. They are very, very big. V'koyven ama. Their hats are very big, which means their clothing is skiri. Umedabrim mechtzeim. They speak from their stomach, which means from the midsection. They speak from the midsection, they're very deep voices, very scary. Even their names are scary. The names are Arda, V'Arto, Pili Beresh. Arda is a Loshon V'Aroi, like a wild chamar. Arda is Loshon Artiloi, which means like big camels, wild camels. Upili is Loshon Pil, which is the elephant. Upili Beresh, that's the one ahead, is a Pili. He's Bereshom. They're very scary people. And Oimrim Kafoisei Kervsim, if they say to tie you up, they tie you up. I'm haruga regem. If they kill you, they kill you. Ilu hargu as the story. If they would have killed the story, me nosan le yanai abba barkemais. Who would have gave my father yanai a son like me? Amalei. So Rav Achi still wasn't sure. Amalei bnei adam alal kraven lemalchusim. Are they kraven lemalchusim? Hey, yes. And they asked another question. Yes, some susim pradim shvatz machrim. Does he have like mules and horses running after him? Amalei hey. Amalei hachi then shap avarta. If that's the case. Because maybe he was worried. Maybe he's saying they're scary, but nothing to it. A lot of them scary is just fluff. But he says, "Oh, they're craving the malchus and they have those horses." Yeah, you know, you're right. It's taka oynis. It's taka oynis, and therefore you had a right to do that. So the Gemara writes, mono laplain. Now we just learned the sugya of ten keschi, hoylich keschi. So the Gemara is going to continue with that idea if there's a machlokes about hoylich keschi or not. So let's say you say, Reuven says, Hoylech bono l'ploini. Reuven tells Shimon, Reuven tells the shliach to bring some to Shimon. Hoylech bono l'ploini. Reuven tells the shliach, bring this mono to Shimon. V'holach, he goes, ubikshu v'leimatsu. Shimon was dead. He went to find Shimon. Shimon died. So there's two prices. Tani chado yachshu mishlech. The shliach gives the money back to mishlech. But tani idach, another price says, l'yarshim yishtafalo. You give it to Shimon's yarshim. So what's the machlekes? So when I gave the money to the shliach, Shimon is kind already. Now Shimon dies later, it belongs to Shimon already. It goes to Shimon's Yarshim. Uman, that's one man that holds. Umar Savar, Hech Lav Keschi Domi. It's not Keschi, and so he never made it to Shimon. It goes back to the Mishalech. That's the Machloikas, Hech Keschi, Hech Lav Keschi. It's Machloikas Tanoim, Machloikas Brises. Umar Abamamol, no. The words have like three different ways to be Dechi. That's not a Machloikas between Hech Keschi and Hech Lav Keschi. Umar Abamamol, the Kuliyam Hech Lav Keschi. Everyone agrees Hech is not Keschi. And therefore, really, it should go back to the Mishalech. Because lav keschi, loy kasha have a bari of a shchimera. One's by a bari and one's by a shchimera. Shchimera is different. When Reuven says, "Take this money to Shimon," if it's a shchimera, then Shimon and zaycha. Why is Shimon zaycha by shchimera? Zog Rashi, she calls manchle chazal by dvarav keksuv mechsurim the hoylich di days chiu, and his hoylich is chi. Yit namely yarshim yistalchul yishmei zocha aviyim bechaya. Explains the Pnei Yeshua. Smashma Rashi, that Shchimira, when I say to give it right now, he's not kind of right now. It has to come on to that the Hoylich is Keschi. That's what he's saying. Really Hoylich Lav Keschi. But by Shchimira, Hoylich is Keschi. But a regular Shchimira, they say Kesum Mesum Dami, he's not Zeicha till after the Shchimira dies. And by that time, Shimon was dead already. Shimon was dead. So I upon him, he says just Shchimira, since he added on the word Hoylich, and we didn't have to, then that's Keschi. That's a Rashi learning. That's the Ma'ala of Shchimira. Toysus on the hand, on top of Toysus, argues. And Toysus says that Divrei Shchimira is Koina Lemafreya. B'shas, from the Shas Amira, from the Shas Amira, or the Sina to the Shliach, it's ready Koina Lemafreya, and therefore Shimon is Koina. So Toysus learns Shchimira works Lemafreya, and works Mechayim, and according to Rashi, works out Chamisa. But here, the Ma'ala is Hoylech Keschi. So a big, very important Machlekes Rashi Toysvis, according to Pnei Yeshua's way of learning Rashi, is a very important Machlekes Rashi and Toysvis, if Shchimira is Koina Mechayim or not, and the Nafkamina is could be by Get, like we spoke out in yesterday's shir, why by Get don't you have Matna Shchimira there? So he said, maybe that is because if Toysvis works by Freya, so it should work. Teretz is because only the king there are banon. That's why it didn't work. That's what we explained to answer Lefi Taisus why Mount Ashkimra has not worked by Gittin. Akaponim. So the first Teretz is really Hoylech Elav Keschi. Aye, why is it working? Because Shchimra by Shchimra Hoylech David would be like Schi if you go into Rashi. And according to Taisus, Shchimra works, my friend. That's Teretz Pshat number one in Mechlekes Tanoim. Razvida Mahavah B'Shchimra. They're both by Shchimra. So Lechayr to work right away. So, behold, the Islam Makabash Asmat Namayas, or less than Makabash Asmat Namayas. The Teretz is like this. The Machlekes is like this. It's not really Machlekes. One Bryce is talking about Shimon is alive when I gave the money to Shliach, so he could be Zeicha. By saying it, the other Bryce is talking about that Shimon actually was not alive when I gave the money to the Shliach. We didn't know about it, but he was never even wasn't alive then. So it never was possible to be Zeicha because he was never alive. The way Rashi learns that Halas Makabal means Shkvar Meis, Vizelo Yedei, and into Zechia Betoyas, Lekon Yarshim. Rashi is a little interesting. Zechia Betoyas is more than Zechia Betoyas. The guy's not alive, there's no one to be Zeicha for, but upon him, that's the Mahalak number two between the two Brises. The third Mahalak between the two Brises is Rapapa Amar, Hava Hava Bari, both by Bari. Aye, if it's a bari, so then what's going on over here? What should be the tzad that I give it? We're going tang lav keschi, helik lav keschi. So vas epis Shimon should get it. Hava bari, how the miss mekabel mechayin noisin, how the miss noisin mechayin mekabel. He says the case was that if the mekabel dies mechayin noisin, that means the mekabel died before the sender. So then you don't give it to the mekabel. Finished. But if the noisin dies mechayin mekabel. So then, there's something called mitzvah l'kayim divrei hametz. And even though there's no zchiyah, but here it's mitzvah l'kayim divrei hametz, since the last thing he said before he died was to give it to Shimon, so he's zeichet for Shimon then he's zeichet for Shimon, and Shimon died afterwards, it goes to the Yarsha Shimon, because l'maisa, there was a mitzvah l'kayim divrei hametz. That's the way our papa learned. So there's really four ways to learn two brises, either the arguing of Halach Keschiyonat, or everyone agrees lav keschi and the shaila is one's by a bari, one's by a shchimira, or both by a shchimira, and the question is the makabel alive b'shas, he gives the money to the shliach, and the fourth mahalach is havah b'bari, and the shaila is mitzvah l'kayim divrei hametz because the noisin die before the makabel. Zog to Gemara, we're going to have here a brisa coming up with five different shitas, and lema hoil keschi tanoi, maybe it's machlekes tanoi. The tayun to the brisa. If someone says, Hailach Mano Laplaini, Vahalach Abikshu Veloimatso, Mamas just case, a braisa who says that he said Chaylech Mana Lepaini, Reuven gave his money to Shliach to bring it to Shimon. He went to find Shimon, he's not alive anymore. Bixloy Mosh, he's not alive anymore. Yafsu Mishalech. He gave it back to Mishalech. Meis Mishalech, Mishalech died, the one who sent it died. Nasm Yaakov Aimer, Yachzul Yarsh Mishalech. He gave it back to the Yarsh Mishalech. The Yesh Aimrim, the Yarshim is Tzachulai. It goes to the Yarshim of Shimon, the one who he sent it to. And we'll see as we go along that this Yesharim argues even on Tanakama. He holds that it always goes Liyarshim Ishtachula. That's a third shita. Rav Yudah Nasi Amar Mishur Rav Yaakov, Shom Mishur Rameyer, Mitzvah Lekayim Devrei Ameis. It's a Mitzvah Lekayim Devrei Ameis. And we'll explain, we'll see what that argues in a second. V'chomarim Yachloiku, Chomarim say Yachloiku, V'kan Amru, and over here they said, in Bavel they said, Komasha Yirtz Shliach Yasa. Whatever Shliach wants to do, he does, because it's called Shuda the Daini. Whatever he figures out that would be make sense, that's what he does. So it's really six shitas. So what, and Amrav Shimon, Hanasi, Al Yodi Yemaisa, I had a story of Amru, and we pass in Yachzuru Yarshim Mishleach, that it goes back to the Yarshim of the Mishaleach, like the second man of the Yama. So now what's the Machlaikas? My lab, Bahoka Mifig, this is Machlaikas. We'll go through every shita. Tanakama that starts off and says that if you send money with a shliach to Shimon, what's the halacha? If he died, it goes back to the Mishleach. What does he hold? Tanakama Savahayach Lav Keschi Dami. It's Lav Keschi, and therefore goes back to the sender. Rav Nosim v'Rav Yaakov Nami Hayach Lav Keschi. They agree also that it should go back to the sender. Va'afagav the miss, and even though subsequently the sender died, Loi Amrina Mitzvah Kaim V'Remes. You don't say Mitzvah Kaim V'Remes, and therefore it goes to the Yarshim Mishalech. What's the Yeshayim in the third Shita? The Yeshayim in Hayach Keschi. He holds Hayach Keschi. Therefore, goes to Shimon or Shimon's Yarshim, no matter what. Hayach Keschi. He argues even in Tanakama. Even if the Mishalech Reuven did not die, it still goes to Shimon's Yarshim because Hayach Keschi. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi Yehimim Shem Yaakov Shem Shem Rameir Hayach Elav Keschi. So therefore, if Shimon dies, it does not go to Shimon at all. Miu. Hecha the miss, if Reuven the Mishleach died, Amrina Mitzvah Kaim Devrei Ameis. He's saying Mitzvah Kaim Devrei Ameis, and therefore you give it to the Shimon because Mitzvah Kaim Devrei Ameis. V'cham Oimrim, Yachloiku, why? Misafkalu. He's Misupik. Zog Rashi, what's a Safik? First of all, Kischi Dami Eloi, and also if he's Mitzvah Kaim Eloi. He's Misupik. So everything do Yachloiku. Between the Yarshe Mishleach and the Yarshe Shishtalchuloi, you split it. The Kanam Roshuda Adav also holds a Safik, and they hold when it's a Safik, better than Yachloiku is Shuda the Daini, which means that Shuda Daini means they don't just make it up a story, they figure out what's better or not. Rav Shimon and Asi, Maisa Asa Ashminan, Rav Shimon and Asi says a Maisa, Halakha la Maisa story, that's what he says. So what do you see from his whole Pshtiko Taira? That there's a Machlaikus over here, if the Halakha is Chiyanat, there's Machlaikus Tanoim. Zog to Gemara, no, it's not a Machlaikus Tanoim. Everyone holds that everyone knows, maybe they don't say Hoylech Keschi, maybe. Let's see. Loi, Bebariku Amalei Pligi, everyone agrees that Lav Keschi Dami Bebari. V'halkam Ayaskinim Eshchimra. Here we're talking about Eshchimra. I'm going to show you that there is a man the Amal holds, even by Eshchimra, there's no Kinyan right away. Even though Hoylech Keschi, even by Eshchimra. Uplukta the Rabbah laws of Rabbanah Kavithi, the time of the Mishnah. Hamachalak Nechos of Apiv, someone who is Eshchimra, and he's giving out his money, not with Yerusha, but with Alpiv, which means he makes a tzava, which the chasim go where. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Echad Bari, Vech Masukun, Saif right now he's a Bari, or Saif he's a Shchimira, the halacha is, it's only kind of with a kinyan. Nechasim is Machrayis, which are Karkoyes, Aniknin, Bekesef, Uvishtar, Vechazaka, needs Kesef, Shtar, Chazaka. Vesha'in Le Machrayis, if it's Metaltalim, Ein Niknim El Mashiach, it's only Niknim Mashiachah. So he holds, even a Masukin needs a regular Kenyan. He has to go through a regular Kenyan process, even a Shchimira. The Chachamim Ayrim, Eilu ve'elu niknim ba'amira. Sai karka and sai metathlam ha'niknu ba'amira by a Shchimira. Omru loy, so they said to Rav Elazar, I'll bring a raya that Mat Shchimira is different. Maisa be'imon shal b'nei reichel, the mother of b'nei reichel, she was a chayla, va'amra, and she said, Tinosen kivinasi leviti, on top of Tazavanal. Tinasa kiminasa labiti, give my nushka, which is a brooch, it's certain that a pin, give it to my biti. Vihiba shtey masamana, it was worth an incredible amount of money. 12 mana, which is a lot of money. Umeisa, and she died. Vikaima chomas devra, and chomim umkaima the words. So you see that Mat Shchimra works. Amar lahem, Rabbi Lazar said back, Bnei Reichel tikbrem imen. Bnei Reichel were a shatim. Why? Because like Rashi explains, according to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar holds, if you keep kaitzim, thorns, in a vineyard, it's klai kerem, because kaitzim are royal machal behem, he holds it's considered eichel, and therefore it's klai kerem. And he held the Rasham. The Rasham, Chazal don't get too involved in their things. Yeah, you want to give the brooch, give the brooch. But they didn't look into it too much, because they don't get involved with Rasham. And the Chacham hold, that's not klai, and therefore they were not Rasham. Therefore you could bring a raya from their story. But upon him, that is the bright. So what do you see in the bright? So there's a shita holds that even a matna shchimera does not work without a kinyan. It doesn't work automatically. So our Gemara wants to say, that's the pshat in the sixth shittas in the Braisa. We're going now by a shchimera. We hold hoylich lav kischi. So Tana Kama is Karab Elazar. He holds a Karab Elazar that hoylich lav kischi even by shchimera. Shchimera has nothing special. From Nosser of Yaakov Nami Karab Elazar. And after Gav the Miss, even though he dies, lo yamin mitzakayim divrei meis. You don't hold mitzakayim divrei meis. Even though he died, the Mishaleach still does not go to Shimon's family. It goes to Reuven's family. The Yesh Aimrim Karabanan. Yesh Aimrim was like the Rabbanan, holds Man Eshchimra as Kaina, and therefore Shimon's Kaina. Rahuda Nasi Shalom Shimra Meir Karabalaz. Yosef Rabalaz Eshchimra is not Kaina, but Miu, Heche the Miss, but when the Mashalayach dies, Amir Mitzvah Kaim Divre Ameis. You say Mitzvah Kaim Divre Ameis. The Chomer Miachloiku is Misafkalu. He has a Suffolk, like here also, like Rashi speaks out, Suffolk of Karabalaz or Rabbanan Gav Eshchimra, and also the Suffolk of Mitzvah Kaim Divre Ameis or not. And the Kanam Rudim Bavli held Shuda Adif. It's better to Shuda Daini. Rav Shimon Anosi Maisa Asa Shvinon. It's come and teach us a Maisa. So upon him, that is the Pshat in the six Shittas. So either the six Shittas revolves around Hoylich Keschi and Mitzvah Kaim Divrei Meis, or everyone holds Hoylich Lav Keschi, and it revolves around the Shaila of Shchimra is different and of Mitzvah Lekayim as Divrei Ameis. And Boy Elohu, who is Rav Shimon Anosi? Is he a Nasi who? We were saying shame the Nasi. What's the beer Ashaila? Because Taisa says we don't know if Rabbi Shimon was a Nasi. Are you gonna ask me the Nasi of Shimon ben Gamil? Shimon ben Gamil would say Rabbi Shimon ben Gamil, never calls him Rabbi Shimon plain. So who's this Rabbi Shimon who's a Nasi? We don't know Rabbi Shimon Nasi. Maybe there is, but we never heard of it. So we're not sure how to read this. Rabbi Shimon Anasi is a Nasi. Or he's saying Mishmei the Nasi. Toshima, let's bring a raya. The Omer Rav Yosef da Amari says, Halacha Rav Shimon Anasi, you pass Rav Shimon Anasi. And the Mepharshim explained that it, since it's Amira, if it was Shimon B'Shem Anasi, he should have said a Muma first. Like we learned earlier in Arashi and Abdalad, that Amira always has to say something clear. So here he says, Shimon Anasi, he didn't say it clear. So it's a raya, it must be Anasi himself, not B'Shem Anasi. But the Mar says, no, but dying the Bayalach, Nasi or the Kama Shem Anasi, we still could clear the Shaila. Why? What's the Shaila? Taisa explains, because maybe he's using Lashon HaBraisa. Avada Amara has to explain something. But he's using Lashon HaBraisa. So that's why it's still a Shaila. Is it Shimon HaNasi? Or he's saying Shem HaNasi? And the Mar comes out, Teiku. Gufa, Om Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, Halakha Rav Shimon HaNasi. What did Shimon HaNasi say in the Braisa? He said that it goes back, Lu Yershay. That's what it says. It goes back to the Yarshim Mishaleach. That's what he says. It goes to Yarshim Mishaleach. The Yarshim of Reuven who sent it. It goes to the Yarshim of Reuven. Now, what does that mean? It means he does not hold the Mitzvah Kaim Divrei Meis. And also, they don't hold Divrei Shchimra Kesuvim Mesuvim Dami. That's what comes out. Om Rav Yosef, Halakha Rav Shimon Anasi. Frank Dimar, but Kaim Lo Divrei Shchimra Kesuvim Mesuvim Dami. We pass an Halakha Rav Elazar. It's Suvim Mesuvim Dami. So, Dimar, Rav Yosef Mukla Abari. Rav Yosef Zetzayim by Abari. That's the case. Like the first pshat in the Gemara, it's like by a bari and hoylich is lav kischi, and that's why the mishleach gets it. For the Gemara, while yarsh mishleach kama, he says it goes back to the yarsh mishleach even if he dies. But kaimer law mitzvah kaim the remes, we pass mitzvah kaim the remes. So the halacha should be that you give it to Shimon because mitzvah kaim the remes. And for the Gemara, tani, you have to change the words according to this man. The Yama paskin is like Rabbi Shimon. You have to change it to Yachzu Mishleach. You have to change the words that he's saying Yachzu Mishleach, and not Yarsh Mishleach. And he's talking about a case where he didn't die, and therefore no Mitzvah Kaim Divrei Meis, and that's what goes back to Mishleach. Why? Because it's not a Shchimira, and he holds Hoylech Lav Keschi Dami. But if he would die, maybe you'd have to give it to Shimon. Why? Because Mitzvah Kaim Divrei Meis. But he's Garis in Rav Shimon's words, which is a Maisa, which you pass like, or if he's passed like that, he's Garis Yachzu Mishleach, which means he give it back to the sender because he's not dead, and it's a bari, and he holds hoylich his lav kischidami. Hadun aloch hamevi kama. The first parent get them believe neder.